Father, we thank you. We appreciate you for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion that woke us up this morning. Lord, may your name be glorified. Unto you we have gathered this morning. Please, Lord, speak to us. Change our lives. Bring back the backsliders to you. Let there be restoration. And let there be joy in heaven. Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. Church, can you help me celebrate this wonderful choir that God is using powerfully? Now, can you celebrate yourself? Celebrate yourself. Amen. You can have your miracle seat in God's presence. Hallelujah. And so this morning, I want to appreciate our fathers and mothers in the Lord for the privilege to be mentored and to come and stand and share their pulpits that the Lord has given to them. This morning, the Lord wants to talk to us about what I may not want to talk about normally today. But a few hours ago, when I got to know that I was going to minister, I began to ask the Lord. I picked my jotter. I have a lot of messages. But the Lord told me to pick another jotter and that he wants to talk to his people about something that is very, very key. And the topic that the Lord gave me is, are you prepared to meet your God? I never knew the topic of the Sunday school. I didn't even. And so can you help me ask your neighbor, are you prepared to meet your God? Do you know that this life that we have is a temporary place? No one comes to this world and stays there forever. And there is a destination for everyone. Either we like it or not, even if Jesus tarries, all of us here will die. We don't like to hear that. You cannot live for 1,000 years. And so when you close your eyes in death, let's say, for instance, I sleep today and I don't wake up. Where will I open my eyes? Is it in heaven or in hell? You cannot be in between. It's either you are reigning with the Lord or you are suffering with the devil. And so the question for you and I this morning is, are you prepared to meet your God? And what prompted this message? I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday. The Lord has been dealing with me on this, on a personal note. One of our youth was in the hospital and I went to visit. And while we were talking, we talked about a lot of things. I was encouraging him in the Bible. And then the issue of death came. That what if death comes? And I started saying, no, you will not die and all that. Prayed with the person, went home. But when I got home, I had a prompting to I kept on praying for that person. The Holy Spirit said, keep on praying. And while I was praying, that thing he said came back to me. That what if death comes? And I started meditating. I started, God, if death comes, where do I stand? All these activities. A lot of us come to church, but for activities. A lot of us come to church to socialize. A lot of us come to church for business. But do you know that there is a destination? And whatever we do in this world will be used to judge all of us, one by one. And then in my meditation, I slept off. And I had a revelation. And in that revelation, I saw the entire TIP congregation. We're dancing, jumping, shouting. And the trumpet blew. And only two people. I stand before God to say what I saw. Only two people made it to heaven. I woke up in tears. I was shaking. And so I started asking God, does it mean all these things we are coming for is a waste of time? Does it mean we are just coming here to socialize? We just come, we jump, dance. What is the state of your heart? And I said, God, deal with me. I don't need to tell you how many of us, is this person and this person? Just two people. And I woke my children. Get up. At least one of them is here. And we started praying. No, tell your neighbor, I will not miss heaven. Do you know everything that we have in this world will perish? Everything. And so I'll take my text from Amos chapter 4. Media, please help us. I read Amos chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Amos 4, 11 and 12. I'll read from the Amplified Version. Okay. Let me read first of all from the KJV. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And you were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Verse 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. God is powerful, very merciful. He has been preaching to us. Some of us, we are 20 years in the Lord, 15 years, 30 years, but we have lost God. What is remaining is just activities. And so this morning, the Lord is asking you, that's your business that you have placed so much priority on. Do you know it will perish? Everything in this world will pass away. The only thing that will remain is your soul that will stand before God to give accounts. How have you been living your life? What have you been doing with your life? Are you really prepared to meet your God? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, after which comes judgment. And when the judgment of God will come, my brother, my sister, is no respecter of anybody. Those words, those filthy words that you have spoken, those lies that you have told, you will stand before God to give account. A lot of us do a lot of things, different things, just because we want to be above in this world. So many of us come to church, we even complain, the service is too long. What is the produce of what you have been coming to do in church? Are you really growing roots downwards? Are you bearing fruits? Or you are just living so that you can have the best houses in the world? You can ride the best cars. Do you know? This year, I've attended at least 4 burials that was buried with anything. Empty we came, and empty we will return. And so this morning, in the book of John chapter 14, the Bible says in verse 3, that he has gone to prepare a place for us. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be. If the trumpet sound now, will you be able to go with God? Will you be able to reign with Christ? And so this morning, it's a time for us to really, really think about our life. That thing you are running after, you want to have the best cars, you want to be the professor, the doctor, archbishop, evangelist. Yeah, it's very good. But do you know it's not a certificate to heaven? A whole lot of us, we have lost it. A songwriter said, have you counted the cost? If your soul should be lost, though you gain the world for your own, and now it may be that the life you have crossed, have you counted? Have you counted the cost? It will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Can you take a moment and think about it yourself? Be truthful to yourself. If the trumpet sound now, where are you going? Or has the prophet told you that Jesus cannot come now? Do you know Jesus can come in this service? And it will be a shameful thing that your neighbors that you are calling bad people, you say this one is a Muslim, this one is this. They will see you after the trumpet has sound. You are still on earth. What will you tell them? May it not be our portion in the name of Jesus. And so whatever it is that you are struggling with in your life this morning, drop it at his feet. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's someone here. You are having an affair with another man's wife. Please, it's between you and your God. Can we bow our hearts to God? Can we all bow our hearts as I'm talking? Please. You are having an affair with another person's spouse. Can you just tell the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. Drop it now. Stop it. And you still come to church? You have the boldness to come to church and still do such things. Can you just place your right hand on your chest and say, Lord, I am sorry. Can we all close our eyes? Jesus is here. It's a time to reflect. Yes, he's seeing you. I don't even want to know you. As you are putting your hand, just say, Lord, I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, we have come humbling this morning that you forgive us. We are sorry. Thank you, Lord, for these ones that have acknowledged this wrong. Grace to stop it and to come back to you. We receive for them in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Media, can we have Revelations chapter 22, verse 7? Revelations 22, verse 7. Jesus Christ is coming back, no matter what anybody does about it. And if you feel, we still have a long time. The Bible says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Amplified version says, and behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired, is the one who eats and take to heart and remember the words of these prophecies, the warnings. Jesus is coming back, no matter what anybody is doing. And do you know that if you sleep today, if you sleep today and don't wake up, your Jesus has come. Are you ready? Are you truly ready? Are you prepared to meet your God? God will help us to go back to our first love in the name of Jesus. The devil is so strategic that he's bringing so much distractions into the world to take believers out of the way. The Bible says narrow is the way, but you know a lot of us are already on the broad road by virtue of all kinds of things that we do. We are so distracted, he has made us to feel that this is where we'll be forever. No! God will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, I'm going to talk to us about principles and daily lifestyle that we need to take up, that we need to do, things we need to do to remain prepared for our Maker. Do you know that so many times you desire to pray, you want to pray, but as you are saying, I want to go and pray, your phone will ring. Has it happened to you sometimes? It's a distraction of the devil. He can bring anything, whatever he knows you can, that will make you closer to God, the devil will obstruct it. And so as believers, we must be deliberate. We must be conscious that we don't own this life of ours. Some people say, I'm the owner of my life, I can do anything. No! No! It's not true. I pray that it will never be too late for us in Jesus' name. Do you know there is no repentance in the grave? So number one, I said, if we want to remain prepared, or we have to be prepared for our Maker. Number one, we must receive Jesus into our heart. A lot of us come to church, but we have lost Jesus. We received him some time ago. But because of scares of this world, because of distractions, we have lost it. And the Bible told us in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, says, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. God will not force himself into your life. Never. Adam was the one that took us back. But when God gave Jesus Christ for us, he came for the remission of our sins. And since we have been hearing that Jesus is coming, give your life to Jesus, we don't have any excuse not to receive him. You know why? Those that receive him, he gave the power, the audacity, the authority to become his children. You can't be in the kingdom of the devil and you want to go to heaven. You can't be playing with sin and you think you'll make it to heaven. You know why? God does not commit sin. It's only the devil that has the seed of sin. The seed of God? No way. And so you must receive Christ. You must welcome him by yourself. Accept him. Open up to him and say, Lord, I come to you. Please accept me. This is what I have done. Please accept me. You must do that for yourself. We must receive him. And so as many of us that are seated here this morning and you have received the Lord Jesus sometimes ago, it could even be 30 years ago, but for one reason or the other, you are not even sure you are saved. Another privilege has come for you to say, Lord, please receive me. Come into my heart. Come into my heart so that I will be your child. You know, when our daddy was talking, he said the book of life. Anybody, anyone, be the president of a nation, that his name is not found written in that book, will be cast into the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. May it not be our portion in the name of Jesus. So you must by yourself deliberately receive Christ. Number two, I said we must by ourselves walk in holiness. Holiness is not wearing long skirts, removing my earrings and my jewelry. That's not holiness. Holiness is being holy. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's an instruction we must follow. And if we don't follow it, God will not force us. The Bible says, without holiness, it is impossible to please God. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which, Hebrews 12:14, no man can see God. So deliberately, you must walk in holiness. No matter the title they are giving you in your office, when they are doing evil, you turn your back to them. You know why? Heaven is your goal. The devil already knows that he's doomed. That's the truth. But he wants to take as many as possible with him. So whatever we are doing, we must walk in holiness, according to Hebrews 12, verse 14. Number three, I said, we must practice genuine love and fellowship. First of all, love to God. I'll read for us Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, I'll read from verse 37. It's very important that we know that when you love God, there are things that you will just naturally detest. Let me read from the Amplified Version. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 says, and Jesus replied to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first greatest commandment. Do you love the Lord? Genuinely. If you love the Lord, you will not come late to Sunday school. If you love the Lord, you will not be doing makeup for 2 hours when Sunday school is on. If you love the Lord, you will not be watching football when you are supposed to come for Bible study. If you love the Lord, you will not place your family, your business, your job, everything that God gave to you above God in your life. And so, do you really love the Lord? We must practice genuine love for God. You know why? Before we loved him, you know he loved us first. He went to the cross of Calvary. He took the pain that does not concern him. They slapped Jesus because of us. And every time you go into that, your sin, you are nailing him to the cross again. You are slapping Jesus again. Do you really love the Lord? The next verse, verse 39 says, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. Do you love your neighbor? If you love your neighbor, you will not backbite your neighbor. You will not gossip. You will not be jealous of your neighbor. Do unto others what you want them to do unto you. Genuine love to God, first of all, and to all men around you. I pray that the Lord, in his infinite mercy, will take us back one by one to our first love in the name of Jesus. If you love the Lord, you are a worker in church and you are coming to church conveniently at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., you don't love the Lord. You have lost it for whatever reason. You are comfortably coming. And when they call workers, we are the workers in this church. You have lost it. You need to retrace back yourself to your first love. God will help us in the name of Jesus. The next one, I said, we must have dominion over sin. As believers, that is ready, that is preparing ourselves. The Lord said he has gone to prepare a house for us that is bigger than whatever house we have on earth, that is finer, greater. Then we, by ourselves, must make sure we are dominating. The Bible says that sin will not have dominion over us. Media, can we have Romans chapter 6, verse 6? As believers, if you are still playing with sin, lying, drunkenness, malice. Do you know there are people in this church, because of what somebody has done, I will not greet that sister again. She has passed her boundary. Who are you? Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. We sing it every time. I'm no longer a slave to sin. But immediately you are leaving church, you are going to meet that's your man friend. The devil will help you to sing it very well. You even be crying in church. You go back to your office and you change figures. You get to the office at 8 a.m. and you write 6 a.m. You get to the office at 12 and you say, in civil service, that's what they are doing. So I have to do it. You go to hell. Yeah. So by ourselves, consciously, the Bible says, sin should not have dominion over us. We should crucify our flesh. The Bible says, I put my body under subjection. You know why? There is a fight daily between your spirit man and your physical body. Do you know that? And that's why the day you have determined to go and fast, you say, I'm fasting today. I want to draw closer to God. That's your neighbor will go and fry plantain and egg. And you say, I will fast tomorrow. Am I lying? No. You know why? Because there is a war naturally between the spirit and the flesh. But you, that you have received the power to become the child of God, you have the right to tell your flesh, will you keep quiet? I'm fasting and I'm fasting. And you fast, you will see that some days you are not even determined to fast, but you don't have time to eat throughout the day. Am I lying? Because you did not determine to fast. But the day you determine to fast, the devil will bring one temptation. It might even be that one of your friends just said, I'm marking my birthday. And you get there. You have determined to fast. They will just give you cake. Before you know, the cake has gone. You say, I'm fasting. Am I lying? Because you have not subdued. You have not crucified your flesh. We have to daily crucify our flesh. Are you a woman here? You are not submissive to your husband. You have to bring down your flesh. Come down completely. You know why? That home will not work if you don't come down. You need to crucify that your flesh. God will help us in the name of Jesus. I said, God will help us in the name of Jesus. Media, can we have Romans 6 verse 14? Do you know that several times, I sit down to think about it, when you have something very important to do for God, the Bible says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under the grace. Why are we under the grace? And immediately we are sharing the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to commit sin. You know why? Because the devil is a bad devil. He's a bastard. He's standing by the door already, waiting for you with that temptation. But it will be your own effort. That's why the Bible says, we should work out our own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. It's you. God will not come down to help you work out your salvation. He will not come down. It is me that will say no. They will come, yes. But I'm the one that will say no. You are a believer. And your boss is telling you, if you don't do this, I will not do this. I will tell him, Oga, get out. Is your boss your God? But because you don't want to lose your job, you need to know that you are no longer under the law, but under the grace of God. And don't let anybody deceive you that once you are saved, you are forever saved. It's a lie. You must work out your salvation with fear and tremble. Every day when you are going out, have this in your mind that I am a pilgrim. I'm not a vagabond. And I must walk this walk to make it to heaven. The Bible says those that endure to the end will be saved. It's not those that fall by the wayside. I pray for you. I pray for myself. The grace to remain in God's grace and never to fall into sin again. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You went for a contract and they are telling you, you must have this for this person. Unrighteousness. Tell them to go with their contract. Do you know how many opportunities I have this year? But as long as it's not aligning with the word of God, I let it go. You know why? The Bible says it is the blessing of God that maketh rich and hardeth no sorrow. I don't want to get a contract at the end of the day. I'm making money. I changed my car. I'm looking big. Everybody say, man of God, woman of God. And I'm living in sin. No! When the trumpet sound, where am I going? It will be me and my maker alone. I pray for you on the judgment day when you will stand before God. May you be able to give a righteous account in the name of Jesus. The next point, I said we must by ourselves maintain our intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Media, can we have Romans chapter 8, verse 14? If you don't have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, it will be easier for you to fall into sin today, you rise up tomorrow. You fall into sin, you rise up tomorrow. Because why? There is no closeness between you and the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are who? So, if you walk by yourself to go and date another person's wife, are you being led by the Spirit of God? So that means you are a child of the devil. As many. So we must maintain this intimacy. Media, can I still have it? Verse 15. Romans 8, 15. I'm going somewhere. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. We were in the kingdom of the devil. Jesus Christ came and adopted us into his kingdom. And so whatever your name is, if your name is Dorcas, originally you are supposed to be bearing Dorcas Jesus by now. Verse 16. Media, verse 16. Romans 8. The Bible says, but the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are who? The children of God. It is only by the help of the Holy Spirit that anybody in this world can live a holy life. If I'm true, say yes. If you don't believe it, say no. So if we believe that it is yes, you must have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit. He wants to talk to you. God will help us in Jesus' name. The next thing I said is that for you to be prepared and get prepared, you must study the scripture. You must hold God's word in your heart. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. Psalm 119 verse 11. A lot of us are believers here. We can spend time on African magic. We can read novels. We can be on Facebook, Twitter. We can do anything. But to study the word of God for 30 minutes, it's a problem. Am I lying? Some of us before now, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's why when the devil comes with his temptation, he meets you empty. So it's easier for you to fall for him. I can never fall for the devil by the grace of God. You know why? Something will remind me, which is the word of God. Do you remember that you are going to give account again of your life? You know, when Joseph was to sleep with Potiphar's wife, was anybody there with him? He was by himself. He remembered and said, no, I can't do this thing and sin against God. But a lot of times, because our intimacy with the Holy Spirit has been broken, because he replaces your job, your career, with the time you are supposed to spend with God to study his word, to meditate on his word, it's easier for you to fall. Timothy 3:16, the Bible says, all scripture is given from the inspiration of God. And there are things that those things are for. The scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Now, when you don't know what the scripture says, it's very easy and simple for you to fall into sin. And that is the only identity that you need to go to hell. It's Satan identification number. Sin is Satan identification number. So we must sit down with God's word. Joshua 1:8, this book of the Lord should not depart out of my mouth. He said, but I shall meditate upon it day and night. How many of us meditate on God's word day and night? But as you are waking up, you are checking notification on your phone. God will help us. He will give us a spirit to study his word, to love his word in the name of Jesus. Because you know why? If the scripture is given for our profiting and we are not following it, then we are on our own. God will help us in the name of Jesus. I said, God will help us in the name of Jesus. We must fear God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Media, can we have it? Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. It is very easy for any man to say, I can stand. But do you know? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is where I will end it. I have a lot that God has been dealing with me on, but I will just stop it here. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of... Going to your office is not your duty for God. The Bible says we should fear God and keep his... That's the only way that we can remain and stand prepared for our Maker. Can you think about it in your heart? How many times this week have you lied? Small lies, white lies, green lies. A lot of us don't, the devil has made it so comfortable that you don't even know anymore that it's lie. Because lies has become your normal language. Media, can we have Revelations 21? Revelations 21, verse 8. So that we can see the category of the people that will go to hellfire. And find out, are you part of them? Or are you prepared to meet your God? The Bible says, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, warmongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This death is not made for us as pilgrims. Can we bow our hearts this morning? Has the Lord spoken to you at all? Do you know where you stand now? We must live daily. Daily. Tell the Lord to help you. You know the areas that you are feeling God. If the trumpet really sound, are you sure you'll be part of those two, only two, that was raptured in that revelation? Thou my everlasting portion, more than love and life to me. All along my pilgrim's journey, Savior, let me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim's journey, Savior, let me walk with thee, close to thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim's journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Can you confess it to the Lord? I don't know if there are people in this congregation this morning, and you are sure, you know, that somehow you gave your life to Christ some years ago, but you have lost it and you want to return back to your Maker. The Bible says, he that covereth his sin will not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsake them will obtain mercy. You know the kind of sin you are committing, and you know if the trumpet of God should sound right now that we are in this church, you go nowhere. Can you put your right hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, I have come back to you. Say, Lord, I am sorry. I come back to you this morning. Yes, put your right hand on your chest. Say, God, I am sorry. I have gone astray. I have done what I'm not supposed to do. I have cheated. I have lied. Lord, forgive me this morning. Yes, he's seeing you. I don't need to know you. As your hand are on chest, on your chest, say, Jesus, I come back to you. Come into my heart. Come and live with me. Come and be my God. Come and take away my burden in the name of Jesus. Can you rise up? If you have put your right hand on your chest, can you humbly rise up? Rise up, rise up. He said, if you are ashamed of me on earth, I will be ashamed of you in heaven. Yes, stand up. Jesus is here. Put that your hand on your chest. He wants to give you a new beginning. Rise up, rise up. Say, Lord, I am sorry. Lord, I am sorry. I come back to you humbly this morning that you forgive me. Can you join me in front here? Some years ago, I did the same thing. Can you come? Come. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants to give you rest. He wants to give you rest. You that you are sitting, will you go back to God and say, God, I come to you. Hey, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Please, Lord, write my name in the book of life again. Write my name. Sister, can you come forward? The Lord is calling on you. Yes, as many as have put their right hand, you can come. Pray unto God. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so for as many of us that are also still seated, I saw so many people put their right hand on their chest. It doesn't matter who you are. Either you are a minister, a pastor. On the day that the book will be opened, your titles will not be remembered. And so, can we all rise up this morning and say, Lord Jesus, I rededicate my life unto you. You know where you are faulty. Raise your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I rededicate my life unto you this morning. I receive the grace to remain rapturable. Tell God, Father, by your mercy, secure me for rapture. By your mercy, Lord, secure my household for rapture. Secure my household for rapture. Secure me, O God, for rapture. Let me not go to hell. I refuse to go to hell. I refuse to go to hell. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, our most righteous Father, once again, we thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us, for correcting us. This morning, we ask the grace to remain prepared to meet with you, our God. We receive this morning in the name of Jesus. We drop our sinful nature. We receive the grace to crucify our flesh permanently in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Jesus' mighty name we pray.
I believe that God is speaking to us expressly this service. The first service, you remember, it talks about the Sunday school talks about the book of life. The book of life, isn't it? Sorry, I will take a little time. And the first message said to us, mentality of who? Of mountain mover. Overcomer. Ah, okay, overcomer.
The mentality now, he talked about mentality of mountain movers. Anyway, that's one of the first points he mentioned. Maintaining movers are overcomers. That's what he said. That is the body of it, but the topic itself is mentality of mountain movers. That was the main topic. Now, the second topic now is prepare to do what? Right. So you will see that it's sequential, one doctrine to the other. And I remember that I was sad when she started ministering. That's my daughter anyway. Started ministering. I remember the song of those days. Said to us, oh, where shall I be when the fall trumpets sound? Oh, where shall I be when he sang so loud? When he sang so loud as to wake up the dead. Oh, where shall I be when he sang? When wicked so his rush shall see, where shall I be? And to the rock and mountain feet, where shall I be? When his anointing flies away, where shall I be? When all man walks the decay, where shall I be? Oh, where will you be when the false conference are? Where will you be when he sounds so loud? When he sounds so loud as to take us below? Where will you be when he sounds? Where will you be? Where will I be when the fourth call of the trumpet shall sound, and the Lord will be taking the elect back home? Will you meet? Will I meet the first flight? And that's where in the book of Revelation they spoke the right to us, that he said that the sea will deliver the dead. All the dead wake up with judgment. It could be that there was an accident, the head was somewhere else, the leg was somewhere else, the hand and all of that. When the sound, all of them will come together and face the judgment. And whosoever that was not still written in the book of life, cast to the lake of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that's why the service of today, from the first topic and the Sunday school and the last one that told us, prepare to meet your God, is so instructive. We are talking about the convention that say mountain movers. These are the mindset of the mountain mover. We know that there's no more time. Very soon, we shall be going back home. Very soon. I pray you will not miss it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray I will not miss it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, please stretch forth your hand as we pray for our sister that the Lord used to bless us this morning. We commit her to the hand of God, the Almighty God, the one that keep to the uttermost, the one that say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I pray for you, our dear sister, our dear daughter. The hand of the Lord will continue to be with you, to strengthen you, to pilot you on the journey of life. You will never miss it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every day of your life. It shall be days of the blessings, of the glory, of the power, of the grace of the Almighty God. The hand of the Lord will be upon you, upon your family, of the work that you God has committed to your hand. We declare it is well with you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and bless every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So if you have your tithe and your first fruit, can you quickly join me here and bring your tithe and the first fruit?
We give glory to the Lord. He reigns.